Teenager Therapy, because we have problems too.
But yeah, what did you guys mean productivity and stuff?
As in like what you're doing with your free time, is it productive towards like your future? I think that's like the main concern I have as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think the most productive thing I'm doing is like exercising, obviously, because I'm trying to get fit. But otherwise, I'm just playing games and like relaxing, you know? Like there's homework or I could be studying for my AP exams in May, but like I'm not doing it.
I think it's fine not being productive though. You know, like Taylor Lawrence did an article on it. I think it was called Stop Trying to Be Productive. And it was basically just saying that we have like this culture of like having to use all of our free time with something beneficial. Yeah. And it's like this hustle mentality of like, if you're not listening to a podcast and learning something new every time you take a walk or, you know, spending your time learning a new language or something like that, then you're not validated and something like that. And it was saying that, you know, it shouldn't be like that. Yeah, right? Like, it shouldn't be like that. You should take time to not do that and understand that we're, like, in a pandemic. And, you know, productivity isn't really what we should be worried about right now. Which I thought was interesting because I feel that way when I'm just, like, it feels like I'm wasting time if I'm not doing something productive. Mm-hmm. Like,
me too.
Every time I'm watching Netflix or something, I just think, oh, well, I could be working on the podcast or I could be working on doing something for myself or like learning something new.
So our school district announced that students will be held harmless for their grades. So whatever grades we had third quarter, that's the grades we have unless we improve upon it. So, you know, that's really great news, right? That was until when, because I already have an A in English, so I didn't feel the need to do it. And the work was kind of just busy work to me. Like, it didn't really serve a purpose. It just felt like it was something to keep me busy. So I decided that, okay, I'm not going to do it because I feel like it won't help me. And I just want to focus on my mental health. I thought, you know, that would have been okay. But then the teacher decided to message me individually, like directly, I mean, asking why I didn't turn in the work. And I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to bring up like my mental health issues, but I didn't think she would understand if I didn't. So I had to just say, if I have the opportunity to, you know, take time for myself instead of just taking a break from schoolwork, then I'm going to take that opportunity. You know, I want to prioritize my mental health. And then she acknowledged that mental health was important, but she kept insisting that me not doing any work, I'm not going to be fit for senior year. I'm not going to, like, I shouldn't be taking AP classes then. She was just saying like all these things. And I just felt so frustrated because I can kind of understand what she was trying to say. You know, you shouldn't completely disengage from your work. You should still, you know, try to be productive and do some schoolwork. But I knew she had like kind of sympathy for me. Like she felt bad and she could understand where I'm coming from. But I just felt kind of disrespected when she said that I should be doing my work, as if me missing these two assignments will really not prepare me for senior year. So that's the story. I don't know if that's even interesting enough and if Mark, Isaac, and Gal can hear it, but yeah, that's what happened, and I had to just bring it up to the counselor and the principal because I wanted to make sure that my grades wouldn't be jeopardized by this, because it shouldn't be. The district said it wouldn't be, and it's not fair if I already have a good grade in her class. And I don't know, it's just the whole situation was really, really frustrating, to say the least.
Technically, we just had April to get through, and then there'd be May, and May is mostly just exams, so like I wouldn't really count it as like schoolwork, like having a lot of homework. So the teachers just having this 1 month, especially since it's already quarantine, if they gave us this month just to improve our grades and not like bring them down and just put busy work, that'd be so nice. Especially since you're in a regular English class, yeah. Right? Like you're not even in AP English.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand why you're getting so much busy work, like all these articles and stuff. Cause this quote unquote disengaging for this month would not be detrimental to your whole senior year. Like what?
Yeah, for real.
And we literally have summer break where we're like disengaged for 3 or 2 months, and yet like, we do fine.
I know she had good intentions and she was just looking out for me, but I just wish that you would just understand that like what I wanted and all I wanted to do was just take a break and, you know, focus on mental health.
I get you, Thomas.
So, I don't know. I've been feeling or like having been wanting to talk about this for a while because I don't know if it's just me or if it's something that happens to everyone. But like, there's this thing that I really struggle with my feelings. And it's like, I don't know what my real feelings are or if I'm like faking or forcing myself to feel a certain way. Like, I don't know. Let's say like something happens and I'm supposed to feel happy. Like sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm so happy. I would think like, I'm so happy right now. This is great. But then later, like I think I question myself. I'm like, wait, am I actually, or am I like forcing myself to feel happy because I think I should be feeling that way? And now it's really weird because I don't know if I'm actually happy or if I'm faking it or if I'm like just these thoughts are coming into my mind that have no real value and are like, and I actually do feel happy, but me questioning myself is like, you know, it's so weird to explain because it's just like this really weird thing.
Gal, I have the exact same things as you. Like I'll be in a moment where I'm really happy, like with friends, and later I'll just be questioning it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, like it happens with everything. Like,
yeah, I have it with a lot of things too. And sometimes like the thoughts get like really negative and I'm like, I don't know why I think it. It's weird.
Yeah, it's like I force sometimes I think like maybe I'm making myself feel this way. Like if something happens that's like, and then like I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make myself sad, or like I don't say that, but it's just something bad happens and then I'm like, oh, that's really sad. But then that's what I think. Like I just feel like, okay, well, am I just saying that because I think I should be sad, or am I actually sad about this, or am I just forcing myself to believe that I'm sad because I feel like that's how I should be?
So feeling. You don't know like your genuine emotions.
Yeah, now I'm like in this really weird cycle where I don't know what my real feelings are about things. Dude, I don't know. I really like don't know. I've been so out of touch with my emotions lately. Like it's so bad. I don't know what I really feel. I don't know what I should be feeling.
I felt that way before. I don't know if you remember this guy, but it was around the time where I cried because of the volleyball game. I talked about it in a previous episode. So like the time before that, like I felt like I was so out of touch with my emotions. I sort of felt sad, but I didn't. Like everybody else was feeling sad, but I didn't feel sad. And to me, I think it's because like I tried to protect myself from like crying or whatever, or like stuff like that. So I think suppressing my emotions was a way for me to protect myself from getting hurt. And then it wasn't until somebody somebody like showed appreciation for me. That's where I was able to be like vulnerable and like be praised or like show like importance in me, right? I saw the importance in me that it doesn't matter if I'm hurt because I'm so like, I'm so important to that person. So that's when like I stopped thinking that way, or like I got out of that like phase or emotions, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's, yeah, that's an example that makes more sense. Like, let's say I win a tennis game. It's a good thing, right? I should feel really happy and like proud, but either I don't, and then, but then I'm like, yes, I'm so happy I won. I'm really happy. I like tell myself I am. And that's when I question myself, like, am I actually, or do am I just like telling myself that I should be happy because that's how I'm supposed to feel right now? I don't know. I don't even know what the issue is or like what's happening, but it's really odd, and it makes me not know like what I want or what I like want to feel or what I do feel or what I don't feel, because each feeling I have, I just end up like doubting my emotions. And you know, like I was also thinking like maybe it's because I romanticize like certain feelings.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like you set mm-hmm. expectations, like if I win this, yeah, I should be happy and I'm gonna be so happy. But I think you should just follow, like if you're happy, you're happy. If it's, you're not, you're not. Like it shouldn't be something you have to overthink.
I guess so. I think, yeah, and then the issue, yeah, like that, like, yeah, just like, oh my gosh, you're right. Romanticizing feelings is when I like you know how the way movies make everything seem really dramatic, like, oh, I'm gonna win this game, or I'm gonna get like the boy of my dreams and I'm gonna be so happy and everything's gonna be like super happy. It makes me think like, oh, so if that happens to me, then I should feel that way. And if I don't feel that way, it's like, is something wrong with me? Because like, why am I not feeling the way it's portrayed, right? There's also like situations that I'm in where I feel like I should be super happy about something, or I should be feeling a certain way about something, but I don't. And like, I don't know why I don't feel that way. Like why I'm not happy or why I'm not sad, even though I really should be. I just feel like I don't really feel anything, you know? It's like blank. Like I'm not happy, I'm not sad. It's just like no emotion. I don't know what emotion I could even use to describe it. Dude, and like, you know what's weird? Sometimes I somehow make myself believe if I repeat something enough that like I'll eventually feel that way. If I'm like, yes, this is so good, I'm so happy about this, this is incredible, then eventually I'll feel that way.
Wait, you really, you do that?
Yeah, like sometimes I'm like, because I want to feel a certain way about something, but I don't. So then I think, okay, well, maybe if I just keep telling myself like, yes, I do indeed believe and feel this way about this, then eventually I'll feel that way, you know?
You think you'll eventually, will it be genuine though? Like, will you actually like it?
I don't know. That's the hope. I mean, like sometimes I really want to feel a certain way about something because yet I don't, but I really do want to feel that way. So I'm like, it's almost like if I pretend I feel that way and just say like, yeah, I really like it. Like I really, really like it. Anyways, that's it for this episode. Announcements. Oh my god, we're gonna have that Minecraft server really soon, working with a few companies to get it set up. If you want to know how to join, the Discord server is gonna be the first, the Teenager Therapy Discord server. That's where we'll put the IP address. So if you want to join our Discord server, click the link in our bio on our Instagram at Teenager Therapy. At Teenage Therapy on Instagram, click the link in our bio and find the Discord button and join it. So excited to play with you guys.
Same. I want to build like a whole village with everyone.
Dude, that'd be really cool. All right. Anyways, that's all for now. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
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 Bye.